Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Samach Dal Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlikas Rav and Rav in the case of Haiman the Yav Zuzi Ligino Akari. If a person paid a gardener one zuz for pumpkins, while the going rate was one zuz for 10 small pumpkins the size of a half a amma, and the Gino told the Lekeach, if you wait for the pumpkins, I will give you 10 large pumpkins the size of one amma, Rav holds lesson hu asr. If at the time of the sale the seller did not own any large pumpkins, only small pumpkins, this gain is considered ribbis. While Rava holds lesnu mutter, even the seller did not own any large pumpkins, only small pumpkins, this gain is not considered ribbis. The Mishnah's halacha hamalves chaveri lo yodeh b'chatzir chinam, v'lo yisker mimena b'pachis, nishu ribbis. If a person loaned money to someone, the malva may not live in the labor's house for free or for less than the market price because this benefit is considered ribbis. The two versions of Rav Nachman regarding Hilveu v'dor b'chatzeroi tzorech lahalas le'sachar. If at the time of the loan, the Leva did not stipulate the use of his house, and the Malva did use the house, is the Malva obligated to pay rent or not? The Machlekes Abaye and Rava in the case of Haiman de Masig Zuzi de Rebisa b'chavrei, p'ka'azli chita arba grive b'zuzi b'shuko b'yovle iu chamisha. A Leva owed the Malva one zuz for ribis, and while the going price of wheat was 4 kernels per zuz, he gave the Malva 5 kernels in lieu of the zuz that he owed him. Does the Malva need to return all 5 kernels, or only the 4 kernels that were for ribbis?